Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, The Lord Slays the King of the Demons, Text Number 12. Yastvaya mandabhagyoktau maranyo jagadishvaraha shvaso yadi sasarvatra kasmat stambe nadrishyate Ya, the one who, Twaya, by you, Mandabhagya, O unfortunate one, Ukta, described, Matanya, besides me, Jagadishvara, the supreme controller of the universe, Kwa, where? Asau, that one. Yadi, if. Saha, he. Sarvatra, everywhere. All pervading. Kasmat, why? Stambe, in the pillar before me. Nadrishite, not seen. Oh, translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Oh, most unfortunate Prahlad, you have always described a supreme being other than me, a supreme being who is above everything, who is the controller of everyone, and who is all-pervading. But where is he? If he is everywhere, then why is he not present before me in this pillar? So is Krishna in the pillar here? Can we break the pillar and see? Can you see Krishna in the pillar?
If you say, is there, maybe see.
I can't see him. Purport. Demons sometimes declare to a devotee that they cannot accept the existence of God because they cannot see him. But what the demon does not know is stated by the Lord himself in the Bhagavad Gita, 7:25. Naham prakasha sarvasha yoga maya samavrita. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by yoga maya. The Lord is open to being seen by devotees, but non-devotees cannot see him. The qualification for seeing God is stated in the Brahma Samhita, 5:38. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santak sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. A devotee who has developed a genuine love for Krishna can always see him everywhere, whereas a demon who is not having a clear understanding of the Supreme Lord cannot see him. When Hiranyakashipu was threatening to kill Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad certainly saw the column standing before him and his father, and he saw that the Lord was present in the pillar to encourage him not to fear his demoniac father's words. The Lord was present to protect him. Hiranyakashipu mocked Prahlad's observation and asked him, "Where is your Lord? Where is your God?" Prahlad replied, "He's everywhere." Then Hiranyakashipu asked, "Why is he not in this pillar before me?" Thus, in all circumstances, the devotee can always see the Supreme Lord, whereas the non-devotee cannot. Prahlad Maharaj has been addressed by his father as most unfortunate. Hiranyakashipu thought himself extremely fortunate because he possessed the property of the universe. Prahlad Maharaj, his legitimate son, was to have inherited this vast property. But because of his impotence, he was going to die at his father's hands. Therefore, the demoniac father considered Prahlad the most unfortunate because Prahlad would not be able to inherit his property. Hiranyakashipu did not know that Prahlad Maharaj was the most fortunate person within the three worlds because Prahlad was protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such are the misunderstandings of demons. They do not know that a devotee is protected by the Lord in all circumstances. Kontiya pratidanihi name brakta pranashati. So the text again. Yes, Tvaya Manda Bhagya Yokto Mad Anyo Jagadishvara Kwaso Yadi Sisarvatra Kasmat Stambe Nidrishyate. Oh, most unfortunate Prahlad, you have always described a Supreme Being other than me, a Supreme Being who is above everything, who is the controller of everyone, and who is all-pervading. But where is he? If he's everywhere, then why is he not present before me in this pillar? Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Sattva Narupa Sarvasha Sharad Bhavati Bharata Sharama Yo-Yo Purusho Yo-Yachcharas Eva Saha. According to one's existence, under the modes of material nature, one evolves a particular kind of faith. And according to that faith, one second part is the living being is said to be of a particular faith according to the modes he has acquired. In other words, according to how we act in this material world, we get the result. And the main result is we develop a certain faith. If you believe that, as they say, and there's a tribe in South Africa, their philosophy is that if you're alive, you're good, and that if you're dead, you're bad. So if they kill their enemy, they're good, because he's dead. Doesn't matter how they do it. As long as they remain alive, they're good. And anyone who's dead is bad. So you believe that, then Maya, the illusory energy, will give you all confirmation. Yes, you're right. He's dead, he's bad. And you're alive, you're good. So keep on, as long as you're alive, you're good, and when you die, you're bad. So that's, if we see like that, then we'll act like that, and then Maya will cover us, so we won't get any further information, any other perspective than what we actually believe under the spell of the modes of nature. So that's called illusion. We're an illusion. Every mode of nature, even in goodness, there's a kind of illusion. There's, in the mode of goodness, the illusion is I'm happy. Prabhupada was asked, what is the happiness in the mode of goodness? And Prabhupada's reply was, if you think you're happy in the mode of goodness, then you're in ignorance. Because there is no happiness. But you think you're happiness. You're happy. Because you're relatively free from the problems that come with ignorance and passion. But the absence of pain is not happiness. If you bang your finger, it's very painful. And if somehow or another you're able to stop the pain, then you think, now I'm happy. Because I'm no longer in so much pain. But that's not real happiness. That's simply the absence of the pain you were under. You consider that happiness. Rani Kashyapu is quite proud because he thinks he owns the universe. Although this ownership of the universe is rather dubious, because if you own the universe, you should be able to control it, which is initially why he went through his penance and austerity for 120 years of the demigods in order to control the universe. He figured that if I won't die, then that's at least the first step of being in control. Because if I'm going to die, that means something's above me, killing me. And if something's above me, killing me, that means they're superior to me. And if I want to be the supreme, superior to everyone, I have to stop death first. He tried, but even if he could have stopped death, which is impossible, because at every moment, even Hiranyakashipu's body, although it didn't perceive to be changing, but because it was made out of material elements, it was also changing. What to speak of the rest of the universe? If you think you own the universe, then you should be able to control it. But if you can't even control one atom in the universe, then what is the merit of your control? What is the basis of your control? If I have a cat and I think it's my cat, I'm controlling it, and the cat just leaves whenever it wants and comes back whenever it wants, it does whatever you want, then what is the question of controlling the cat? You have to be able to tell the cat sit, cat walk, cat, and then you can say I'm controlling the cat. But if you say the cat sit And the cat jumps up. Then how can you say it's my cat, I'm controlling it? So if we can't control the universe, then how could it be our universe? If I say I'm controlling this house, and 30 people move into the house and they do whatever they want in the house, what is the idea that it's my house? And if they won't even let me in the house, then how can I claim it's my house? Or if I go to the bank of Gorensky Bank, and I claim everything here in the bank belongs to me, but no one's going to take me seriously because nothing belongs to me. All they do is call the police and they'll escort me out. Give me back my money. You can't take it. They'll put you in a little cell with padded cell and they say, well, anyhow, we'll think about it. Maybe we'll give you your money back sometime. Just to make you happy. But it's complete illusion. You don't own the bank. You don't own anything in the bank. It's just a conception you have in your mind that it's mine. So Hiranyakashipu was thinking, it's my universe, but he wasn't controlling the universe because he couldn't even control one atom in the universe. And therefore he thought Prahlad was unfortunate because he wasn't not going to inherit his illusion. But Prahlad was, Maharaj was most fortunate because he was going to get out of the material concept of life and therefore out of the problems of material existence. Or as Krishna says, Mamu Petya Punarjanma, Dukhaliam Ashasvatam, Natnuvanti Mahatmana, Samsidim Paramangataha. Mamu Petya Punarjanma. That one who attains me, they never come back to this temporary material world which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. So if you're in jail, And someone's saying, well, you have a very nice, can I help you with your jail? Actually, we're going to give you ownership over this jail cell. So you can stay here for the rest of your life. It's yours. We won't let you out, but it's all yours. No one else will come here. You can stay here for as long as we want you to. And we'll even decorate your jail cell. Aren't you fortunate? And we'll probably get the prize for the best jail cell in the prison. You're the supreme prisoner. What's the value of being a supreme prisoner? Better to be the lowest free person than the best prisoner. So people are proud of what great prisoner they are. That I'm the prisoner, I have the biggest prison cell. But even one person who's free is a much more fortunate position. So Prahlad Maharaj was free from all the problems of his father. As he told his father, Tatsadu manye suryavarya dehinam sadasamud vignandiyama satgrahat. Hey, my dear father, the best thing I can tell you is that you're a fool. Why? Because you think you're the owner of everything, but you're always in anxiety. So you're suffering all the time. What's the value of having something if it's causing you to suffer? So I may get a golden knife, but if I stick it in my back, I can't claim, well, it's a little painful, but at least it's made out of gold. I've gotten some gold in my life. No, the best thing is to take the knife out. You may not think, well, now I have so much gold. I'm very fortunate. But it's a knife in your back. Take it out and then your pain will go away. But I can't. I want that gold. I want to keep that gold. Doesn't matter how much pain I have, but at least I'm rich because I have all this gold in my back. You can't have it. You can't take it out. So Prahlad Maharaj said Hiranyakashipu was most unfortunate because he thought he owned everything, although he wasn't really the owner of anything. Because prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The foolish, they think themselves to be the doer of activities which are actually carried out by the modes of nature. So under false ego, Haranyakashipu, who is also a jiva soul, 1/10,000th the size of Tipir in size, was thinking he was the huge Haranyakashipu. But that huge Haranyakashipu was also functioning under the modes of material nature, according to the desire of Krishna. So he was an illusion. That's all he had, was a lot of illusion. And Prahlad Maharaj was liberated. And therefore, he was able to tell, he was trying to help Haranyakashipu get free from his illusion, his idea of friends and enemies, gain and loss. But Haranyakashipu wouldn't have any of that. He wanted to stay and suffer in the material conception of life, thinking himself to be superior to everyone, thinking himself to be greatly fortunate. Well, he was the most unfortunate. Of course, he's mentioning Sri Haranyakashipu Vacha, because he had Prahlad as his son, and Nrisimhadeva would come and at least take care of one birth. So he only had one down, two to go, before he could actually get on the same level as Prahlad and go back to the spiritual world and get free from all this false idea of proprietorship here. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Oh, we could have 15 minutes of silence. Let's give a prayer for Haranyakashipu. Yeah.
Where exactly this Leela happened? On higher planets, in Indra's palace, or on the planet Earth?
Well, it definitely wasn't in Croatia. No, it was on the heavenly planets. Haranyakashipu was occupying the throne of Indra, which is the heavenly planets. He wasn't in Zagreb. He was in Indra Loka.
A pillar from where Lord Mishikadel came up?
Yeah, well, actually what you should do is kind of like decorate this and declare it's the pillar where Haranyakashipu came out, and invite people to come, and you can charge them some money to see your pillar.
Okay.
So they have on the pillar, you know, with love, Lord Nrisimhadev. Anyone could say anything. But if you go there and remember Nrisimhadev fighting against Haranyakashipu, Nrisimhadev coming out of a pillar, then it's as good as the pillar in Indra Loka. Little imagination. Why do we think people... Haranyakashipu is going to live in India. Indra changed his residence to India. And he used to go down to Lloyd Bazaar every day. No, there's always going to be that tendency to try to say, well, if you go to India, there's like, every pilgrimage place is like five different places. Like in Mayapur, there's the one group of people have their Mayapur, and we have our Mayapur, and the people who have their Mayapur, they're getting tourists and getting donations, you know, give some rupees for Mayapur. It's a good business. And what they're doing is a business or simply out of devotion, I don't know, but it's definitely an interloka. Yes.
So it seems that all the places in India that are supposedly connected to Nrisimhalila are actually fake. There's like a lake in India where Lord Nrisimhadev apparently washed his hands after killing...
Well, I guess if he came to this earth planet, he... And Nrisimhadev is very brahminical. He always washes his hands. So we're not going to argue with these people. Oh no, Nrisimhadev couldn't have washed his hands there. What was the sense if they want to think that Nrisimhadev washed his hands? At least that in the thing of Nrisimhadev, and then they'll probably follow the example and wash their hands too. So that's good. They think Nrsimhadev washed his hands. They still think God washes his hands also. I should do it too. Anything else? Thank you very much. Krandarai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.